Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, the King is coming. Hey, I welcome each and every last one of you here tonight on Blog Talk Radio. We've got a few things we're going to talk about here before we really get things kicked off. California is now requiring a background check for you to buy ammo. Not only that, I noticed something the other day when I was up here at Walmart buying ammo. I noticed that they look at your ID card, but they also put your number of your ID card into the system whenever you're buying ammo. I noticed that. So we're going to be a little strategic. We're going to spread it out. Because when I go buy ammo, sometimes I go buy 500 to 800 rounds a pop every time I go. Because those guns back there, they're no good without ammo. Now, it's pointless to have guns and not have any ammo. And my question to you all out there is, when was the last time that you actually went out and bought ammo? When was the last time you did that? I mean, you're supposed to be doing it on a regular. And when was the last time you bought a canned good for storage? When was the last time you did that? That's good questions. Because it has to be done. I have been buying 30-day supply tub buckets for storage. It's got 25-year storage life. And, of course, I have a goal to hopefully have hopefully have 200 of those things in storage for us. That'd be good storage. Maybe they have good food storage, 25-year shelf life. Because we need it. We need it. We need it. We need it. I just don't depend on this system any way, shape, fashion, form. None whatsoever at all. I don't depend on it. I can't trust the government because the government always takes everything. It can't produce nothing, so it takes. Then they have the illegal entity is already in place. It's taken, called the IRS. Some people know how to get around it. Some people don't. Some people think they know how to get around it and end up in jail from an illegal entity. You got to understand, they got the guns, they got the laws, the badges, and everything. And they got us all thinking that we live in a so-called free country. they even still now have found out a way to get around the law. You know, because the law, according to the Constitution, you can't throw nobody in jail for debt. Well, now they got debtor's prison. You start skipping out all these bills and stuff, next thing you know, they're throwing you in jail. And if some of these wacko Democrats that get up there that during these debates, I can barely even stomach. And brother, I'm telling you, man, I can barely even stomach just watching the highlights of it. I can't believe that this is the best that this country has to offer. It's sickening. It's so sickening. And, well, let's go on to other things. Hey, let's check this out. If you're planning on coming to Tabernacles, now is the time for you to call. We don't need for you to wait until the day of trumpets and tell us. Because, you know, we put a cap on it. We put a deadline on it. Every single year, we have a wonderful time at Tabernacles. Every year we do. But I tell you, with as many as people came now, like I said, the tabernacle itself will not be finished, but it'll be functional. And we still got a ways to go to make it functional. But as many as people come, last year, boy, we was just about at our wit's end with 700 people. Yeah, I gotta take this off. Somebody's binging on me. Put it on vibrate here. But man, we hosted 700 people. Unreal. Elder Doug says Blog Talk is not working through their cell phones. Something has been going on up there today because I couldn't get good signal with my cell phone. Oh, excuse me. The whole time I was out in town, it's crazy. In places I normally would get signal. So when you plan on coming to Tabernacles, you need to call in now, leave your name, and the how many children you're bringing and the ages of the children you're bringing, because it helps us out logistically to prepare for you. Pastor, I don't mind telling you, we spend upwards between $20,000 and $30,000 every year,
yes,
to host Tabernacles. Really? How y'all even do that? Well, when you send in offerings throughout the year, we set money aside. Mm-hmm. We budget so that when you come, you can have a wonderful, wonderful time. And most of you actually meet the conditions of the Torah. You come with your offering, you come with gifts bearing, and some of you bring your own bottle, bring your own drink. But I tell you, man, to me, Tabernacles is just so much of a wonderful time. It's like a vacation. Because we're not doing it. We're training and stuff like that if you want to train. But for the most part, we're usually tired of Tabernacles because don't nobody want to go to bed. Nobody wants to go to bed. Nobody wants to go to sleep. Everybody wants to sit up and fellowship. We're up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, even though we say, man, let's stop the noise at 11. And we still sit up in the dining hall talking and shooting the breeze and stuff like that. Then we have to wake up at 8 o'clock breakfast. And we'll say, we're going to go to bed tonight. We're going to go to bed early tonight. Same routine again. We up again. And it's because this is one of the few times in the year that you're able to see your brothers and sisters that you've communicated with via Marco Polo, via Facebook, or YouTube. And then when we all come together, it's like one big, gigantic family reunion. It's just beautiful. It really is. So if you plan on coming to Tabernacles, you need to call in now and set your place, because we don't know how many people we may cap it at this year. It depends on how you respond and how you get your orders in logistically. Communities, you should be the first one to let us know who's coming and how many people coming in the ages. We need to know this because it's logistically, I'm not going to use the word nightmare, but, man, it is something taxing Mother Carol and Sister Ashley. Boy, they be planning and putting stuff in. Man, so much. And all this ripping and running we got to do to go get stuff. And I'm talking about on almost 2-3 times a week. So call in at the dining hall, 615-688-3025. Also, Elder Rufus and them is going to be, I think it's August the 3rd, he is going to be at My Place Family Room, 4410 Stamp Road, Marlow Heights, Maryland, 20748. You can Google that. Elder Rufus will be there. Him and Sister Jennifer from 11 a.m. Eastern to 6 p.m. Eastern. Meet and greet is from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And if you're within 4 to 6 hours of that area, you should go there and hear what Elder Rufus has to say. He's got a lot of info. Him and I have been talking. He's got a lot of info to share with the people in that area. My Place Family Room, 4410 Step Road, Marlow Heights, Maryland, 20748. Elder Rufus will be there. Also, we have Brother Michael Israel and his family will be here August the 9th and the 10th and flying out on the 11th. The 9th and 10th and flying out on the 11th. August the 2nd, you got that Sabbath teaching, all right? August the 3rd, you got that Sabbath, okay? You got that Sabbath, and then Elder Mitch, if you at the community, if you're at the community up there in Kentucky, your next time to preach is August 17th. August 17th. And then you got it again the 31st teach, okay? So there's a lot going on this year. Extraordinary amount. When y'all come to this community, you ain't going to have know it, especially coming down the hill, Ollie. With all that dozer work Chris done did, man, you done tore this land up in a good way. In a good way. In a very good way. We, we got a lot going on, St. Thaw. I'm just here to tell you. Brother Bud is doing an excellent job, Stan. We had a crew come to do some spray-in installation. And now, as far as economically goes, you know, we got a cut on it because they was just tearing up stuff, man. It was just bad. They was tearing up some nicking wires and trying to hide it and just a whole 9 yards, man. It's just unreal. Unreal. Yeah. And boy, we paid them what we wanted to pay. And it was less than half of what they wanted. We paid them a third of what they wanted. And that's sad. But the guy didn't complain much. He took it right because he knew we were telling the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The ground rules is if you're planning on wanting to come visit the community, the best thing you do is get in touch with Elf Doug. Because he knows when I'm going to be here. And if you want to, it makes no difference to us. You want the schedule to come. When I'm not here, you still be a straightway. Just that I won't be here, but you still be a straightway. We have been, man, what can you say, man? We have been busy. All the young men are out working on jobs now. So that means we're down to our skeleton crew, taking care of the land and doing everything. And Brother Kabir, I need to see about when we can get Ryan and Jordan down here to help us with some sheetrock for about 4 days, maybe a week. We got a boatload of sheetrock we need to hang up. And we could actually use their hands to hang up this sheetrock. So let me know if there's something that could be a possibility. If not, we understand as well. Hallelujah. Because, you know, we know that their employer, rather, they'll have been working. Hallelujah. So we got them two things, Tabernacles and then Elder Rufus Meat. Make sure y'all in that East Coast area, y'all get out there, support Elder, and get out there and listen to what he got to say. Hallelujah. Listen to exactly what he got to say. I would venture to say, Kabir, we need them. Let me get with Brother Bud, and I'll let you know we need. We'll give y'all at least. How about we shoot for them to come either, you know, the 4th through the 9th, something like that, or maybe the 11th through the 16th, because we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of sheetrock to hang. I got to get up there and show Bud what to do about finish up the area up that pool pit. He got the floor down and stuff, but we got a lot going on. Drink of the night is Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. All is well in the land of the living. If, you know, I told the people up in the meeting that the Hebrews and Negroes, and Sama, can you come here for a second? I told the people at the Hebrews and Negroes that I would make videos to try to teach them exactly about homesteading. What is our count now? How many more people is joined? What is our maybe in the ballpark figure of our total count of people joined Patreon since the meeting?
We're at about 70.
About 70? 75,
yes,
sir. So about 70, thank you very much, about 70 or 75 people now have done came over to be patrons, and they are eating up the information. And Brother Michael Israel, Spiritual Combat, is doing a show almost every single day. I listen to one of his live shows, and man, I'm telling you, those natural carnal-minded people are just spiritually retarded. Some of the stupid, idiotic questions they ask on there. You gonna give your money to a man? You gonna give your heart? It ain't for you. Stay right where you at. Keep your miserable life. If you ask stupid questions like that and you don't know nothing about nothing, and all you have is that natural carnal mindset that's got you in the place that it has today. No deliverance, no freedom, no nothing in mind. Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad you jump in and try to help folks? And then first thing they want to do is talk about you. And they in bad condition and in a bad place. Is that not the pot calling the kettle black, as the proverbial saying used to say? Used to go, that is a pot calling the kettle black. You got somebody who ain't got a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of, and has no plan and future for their life, but yet they're going to question what we're doing and we're trying to help them to get free. Nonsensical. It just don't make any sense whatsoever at all. It's like, man, you try to make yourself available to give people information to get free, and they don't want to be free.
Yes.
It don't make sense. Man, you can tell them people, see, those are the type of people, Brother Israel, that you don't want to be on community. I went over a series today trying to tell you what to look out for and what some of the things, if you're going to form community, what to look out for. So I've been informing the people on the Patreon. So I got this next week coming up, and I'm going to do a lot of videos for my Patreon 50s and my Patreon 100s. I got something I need to tell y'all. And then old Brian Howard said, Brian Coward said, I don't see why we got to pay a certain. You don't have to. You gave $5. You gave $1. So what's wrong? You got the $1 entry level, so what you complaining about? You get to hear $1 entry. It's all voluntary. Why complain about it?
It's true.
I mean, truth is, some people just love me. And that's how they also give some of their offering, is by supporting on Patreon. What's the problem? You know, this way, this world of computing, till I calculate stuff, teacher Shane, it's off the chain, man.
It's bizarre.
It's bizarre. Yeah, as I often say, I am sure that this bizarre behavior is deeply and collectively embedded in the subconscious mind of man, and not even Yah himself can remove it. I'm convinced. It's crazy. Sister Carol just got finished showing me. Hey, Sister Carol, bring me that video. I'm going to let y'all hear this. I'm going to let y'all see this. You ain't going to believe this. You ain't going to believe it. I ain't even going to tell you just what it is. Load that video up and turn the volume up. All right? And where did he say these people were at? They didn't tell you. He's glad.
It's unclear where exactly the footage was captured. A woman.
Right here. You need your glasses.
It was in Miami.
Miami. Boy, y'all gonna see the reason why I'm telling you to get out of these cities after this.
Yes.
Huh?
There, you can see.
Look. Been following. I'm gonna show y'all something. You gonna see the reason why y'all need to get out of these cities. Everybody watching, everybody looking, right? That is chicken. Watch this. There's raw chicken crawling off a damn plate. Look at that thing, it's alive. Where is it going? Modified. Come out of her, my people.
It's coming out.
That's all I got to say. Come out of her, my people, and be ye separate. And you people go out there and buy this food. Jesus. You see that raw chicken crawling off the plate?
Yeah. Getting out of there.
That's bad. That's bad. When dead raw chicken say, I'm out of here.
Oh, God, go.
You ain't having meat for no dinner or lunch. That's bad. People are screaming at everything. Dang. And we got meat birds up there, 200 meat birds up there we're raising right now. We know what we put in them. We know what they're eating and drinking. And we ain't going to see none of that. Uh-uh. They won't have no chemicals, no herbicides, no pesticides, no snake venom and monkey pus shot up in them. We've eaten so much from our gardens this year. So much have we eaten. Blackberries already done ran their course.
Yes.
Brother Scott sent me a picture of Charles picking blackberries. You can only imagine what they look like, right? Because Charles is like 1.5 years old. You can only imagine what they look like, right? What Charles was doing was picking one and then eating one. And he had the damnness all over him, all over his face, all over his shirt. He was blackberry down. He was picking one, eating one. Picking another one, eating another one. Hell, I don't even know what he picked. He made it in the bucket or not, man. But I'm sure he would tell you it was good. Can y'all imagine that? Search for the old path. Seek for them. And find them. And when you do, you'll have rest for your soul. let's get on this little thing right here about how people sensitive towards correction and reproof. There was a statement that came out the other day about, you know, the unity of the whole Hebrew movement. I'm all with it. But I can tell you one thing, don't think it disunity. If they're going to have a woman up speaking, Pastor Dow's going to get up and kindly walk right out that door. That's what I'm going to do. And that ain't disunity.
No.
It ain't no woman, so-called preacher or teacher,
no,
is going to teach and teach me nothing.
No.
And preach to me nothing.
No. Just way out of order.
And I even extend the courtesy of getting up and walking out the door, waiting till that skirt sit down, and then we'll come back in. But that'd be the last time the straightway ever listened to a woman talking. Ever. I don't care what kind, it ain't happening. As soon as they want it, you know, it's amazing. They always got something to say. Supposed to be able to give an exhortation, then you want to teach. It's just sad. But it ain't happening no more. Pastor Dow is going to kindly get up and walk out the door. How about that? Now, that's unity.
Yes.
It's disunity when a woman is out of order.
Definitely. Yes.
That's disunity. And that's not offensive.
Yes.
That's just a fact. Glory to the King.
Glory.
And I don't see how men today is even going to make it teach. I don't. Because men today are just too soft and too effeminate. They ain't got no fight in them. None. But oh, hey, my enemy now, he's determined to be my enemy. Brian, coward. He has decided to do a campaign against me. He has decided to take me on the chin. He has decided to make me his enemy, and now the latest thing, he's trying to use the guilt by association card. Now, he's trying to use the guilt by association card. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question, all right? I want y'all to look at this real quick, okay? I'm going to take a picture here, and I'm going to show y'all. Tell me, if you're looking at this picture, what spirit entered into that man to make him attack me the way that he's doing? I mean, was he true in that picture? Was he false? Was he certain men that crept in unaware? Ungodly men meant to be condemned? Or was he being a true brother? Why would he take a picture like that with me and then come on this broadcast, this platform right here, and allegedly talk to us about the sovereign movement, and then next thing you know, he comes out, and he hates me. I'll tell you the reason why. Somebody say woman. Somebody say woman. Yeah, his woman. His woman influenced him. I got a first-hand information on that from an eyewitness, not a false witness, an eyewitness. Well, y'all ask by subtracting and multiplying by dividing. So we're thankful for that. Glory to the King. Y'all get a count on Sons of Jacob. Let me know how many people we have in the Sons of Jacob now that we had to do a little purging there, so we can make sure that the people that are sitting in the background could come on. You got anything, Brother Shane?
No, sir. Sure don't.
All right. Anyway, guest calling number is 310-924-226. You'd like to talk to Pastor Dow. You call that number. You press number 1. You enter into the caller crew. Q, you may or may not hear an automated voice. If you do hear an automated voice, follow the instructions and do as she says, and you will be in the queue. So with that said, let's go to call number 972. 972 is Pastor Dow. We're going to start with you radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shalom, Pastor Dale.
Shalom.
Shalom, Pastor Dale. This is Michael Gale out of Dallas, Texas, with the brothers, Brother Nick, Brother James, and Sister Nita. I'm just calling
All right.
on to check in with you and let you know, man, that I'm fellowshipping with them. I've been fellowshipping with them for the last 4 months. And first of all, I want to be able to congratulate you on your Hebrew Man of the Year and also Straightway.
Sure. Well, thank you. Thank you for the congratulations. Thank you very much.
I've been following you for a long time, and I thank you for being the man of Yah that is a good example for me and all the other brothers is being a real man. And I believe in everything that Yah has called you to do.
Well, hallelujah. Thank you for your support and prayers. I really, really, truly need it. I really, truly do. I'm glad your fellowship with Brother James, they're good people. Good Israelites.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is there anything else, my brothers?
I just wanted to touch base with you, Pastor Dale, and like I say, I definitely get to see you in Tabernacle.
All right, my brother. Y'all speak.
Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Shalom, shalom. All right. Pretty good phone call there, wasn't it? Okay, let's go to the next one. Let's go to call number 774. Switchboard is messing up, too. Messing up royally. 774, this is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Jude radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hello, Pastor Dow.
Shalom.
How you doing, sir?
I am doing well. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Maluba Dawulu.
Who?
From Massachusetts. Maluba Dawulu from Massachusetts.
Yes, sir. Your signal is going in and out.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm just calling in to tell you how grateful I am that y'all. Hello?
Keep going, bro.
I'm so nervous, but I just want to tell you thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Go ahead and speak, bro.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'm just calling to tell you thank you for everything that I'm following. I'm following the Bible, and I'm doing everything that Yah is calling me to do. I just have some questions because I'm 17 years old who found the truth, but my family are Christian, and they don't want me to keep the commandments and all of those stuff.
Brother, you have a battle and a fight in front of you, and I promise you that. Keep the faith.
Yes, sir. I have a question, sir.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, on the sixth day, I always clean up. Then on the seventh day, my sister forced me to re-clean up the house on the seventh day. But when I refused, she said she would kick me out. And I don't know what to do.
How can your sister kick you out? Whose house you in?
I'm in her house because my dad is back home. So she said I have to clean up on Saturday, even if I clean up on Friday and all of the stuff.
Brother, you probably better look for another place to live then. If she's going to be like that, I mean, why can't y'all just come to an agreement you clean up on Sunday?
Because she said she doesn't believe in the faith that I'm following.
Okay, then you may have to make some moves then. That's just part of the persecution. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, is there anything else?
No, sir. I just wanted to tell you thank you for everything. Congratulations on your Hebrew Men's Year Award.
You're welcome. Thank you. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you, buddy. Shabbat shalom.
Ah, glory to the King. Man, listen, you're going to, all that live godly in Christ Jesus is going to suffer persecution. Y'all ain't dealing with your family members, so you're just going to have to make moves. That's all there is to it. You just ain't dealing with them. Let's go to 717, Brother Zach. Brother Zach, Pennsylvania. This is Pastor Dow, you're on the Survey Truth. Radio broadcast, how can I help you, Brother Zach?
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Come on. What you got?
Yes, sir. Just a quick testimony and then a question. I just wanted to say I really appreciate the brethren in the ministry. I got a lot of help, from Brother Cody and Brother Bud this week just from testimonies and help and encourage me. And just wanted to give credit where credit was due. You know, the Most High has been very merciful and gave me a pretty good week health-wise, and I wanted to give praise for that. And had just a real quick kind of odd question. So I had to get a new cell phone because my old cell phone wasn't working, like the Marco Polo stopped working. I was starting to get all sorts of errors, and I tried to transfer like everything over, but a bunch of the numbers got lost. So with your permission, if I'd be able just to ask if people have my number and they're listening to the broadcast to text me their numbers, that would really be a big help because I have a whole bunch of saints in my phone and, I have a bunch of numbers that are missing, but I'd still like to keep in contact with everyone.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right, Pastor. Bless you.
Bless you, Brother Zach. Have a wonderful Sabbath.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. All right. Let's go to, what in the world is going on with this switchboard? Let's go to 919, North Carolina, Brother Omar. This is Pastor Dow. How can I help you?
Pastor Dow, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. This switchboard, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio, man.
Yeah, I've been trying to get through to like a half hour, and it's like all the numbers are like not dialing through, saying a call cannot be connected, and I called and spoke with some saints down at the diner hall. And so I finally just went online to the blogtalk.com and called the 515 number, and for some reason it let me through. It didn't give me the prompt to press 1, but I knew to press 1 to get in the queue, so it's just some technical things. But I just really wanted to just say, brother, just pastor, continue to fight. You know, it's like you're a champion. You know, you are a champion, and I appreciate your strength. And I just wanted to give you just, not that you need it, but I just want to give you words of encouragement, but just to say I'm grateful for the fight that you're fighting. I appreciate the teaching you did on the Gentiles being drafted in. And I tell you, just so everything that you teach is just so Bible-based that it says it's really mind-blowing, you know, but just growing up and hearing the Word of God, but then seeing all the errors, but then growing up and hearing and then coming into the truth, you know, and hearing you speak and everything, I tell you, it's just so dynamic and so amazing. And I just want to tell you, I'm fighting a good fight. And I'm staying the path, and I hope one day real soon I can, I know the other trip was canceled, but that I can get out there. Just want to hug you, you know, being your presence, and being the presence of the Saints, and just tell the Elder Doug, you know, Becker, Doug Becker, just hello, shalom. I love that, brother, and just stay blessed, Pastor.
Well, hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right. Well, bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right. We got Brother Michael Israel and his wife just showed up to the assembly there in Houston with Brother Greg and the Saints. Yeah, and of course, guess where he's staying at? He's staying with the Saints. So, Brother Israel, you and Quan, Sister Quan, bless y'all. Aquaria, excuse me. Sister Aquaria, bless y'all on your safe arrival there. You're with Straightway Houston. And Brother Greg is the head of the assembly down there, and I'm sure they're going to take care of y'all very well. Do some interviews. Sit down and talk with them. And form your own opinion about Straightway there in Texas. All right. 262, Brother Jim there in Wisconsin. Pastor Dow, you're on the Favorite Jude Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Brother Jim.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice. Good to talk to you. No real questions for you, Pastor. We just want to greet you and just tell you how much we appreciate and love you.
Well, I know you do, Brother Jim, and, well, thank you. Thank you for the wonderful words.
You want to say anything, Sister Robin?
Shabbat shalom. Very
Shabbat shalom, Sister Robin. Shabbat shalom.
All right. Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you, Brother Jim. Shabbat shalom. Tennessee. 615-615. It's Pastor Dow, you're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Tennessee?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Jaron. We called last Friday. Jaron L. Gordon from Madison.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Shabbat shalom to you.
Shabbat shalom.
Got a question, man. It's about working on the Sabbath. I know that's bad, first and foremost. But yes, I got a job at Amazon, and their requirements is to work weekends for the, like, 3 months, and then you get to have a choice of pick which day you off. Now, like, I'm, like, 10 grand in debt. So I was trying to, you know, just hear you basically answer for advice. Should you do anything and everything to get out of debt, and then, you know, practice keeping the faith, you know, practice keeping the Sabbath, or help me out with that.
I would obey Yah,
you know,
the man.
I understand, sir. I understand.
I would keep the commandments, and I would tell them, tell them you're a Jewish Israelite, and you need the Sabbath off.
Gotcha.
It's all being wise, all right. Serpent homes is a dull.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And look forward to speaking more with you on the Blog Talk Radio, man. Hopefully, you know, build up relationship.
All right. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Go to Michigan. Call them 313-313. Pastor Dow, you're on Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shalom, Pastor Dow. This is Denzel from Detroit, Michigan. I met you briefly at Brother Wine's. I had main concerns. I left a camp, and right now I'm congregating with Brother Wine and the Michigan Saints. And it's just a few things that coming outside of camp that is still, I wouldn't say in me, but it's still like when I read the Bible, I still go back to those precepts. So. I just got a couple of questions for you, so you can clarify for me. One of them is dwelling, congregating, and marrying strangers and the Gentiles. I watched
go and look at my last two videos I put up on YouTube that I did on that.
Okay, you said your last two videos?
Well, there's probably about three or four videos back, but I just uploaded two videos on YouTube on that this week.
Okay, all right. All right, and my second question would be the purple ribbon. I had seen a couple of brothers, I was at the gathering. I think I spoke with Elder Rufus, I believe. I'm not sure. About it, and yeah, he told me to talk to you, but you know, you was bringing out some heavy stuff during that time, so I didn't want to bother you at that time. But yeah, about the purple ribbon. Now, I did read a newsletter about it, but it was kind of hard for me to digest all the information there.
You read my newsletter?
Yeah, the newsletter for the purple ribbon.
Go back and read it again, and then you know, first you don't understand something, pray. I ask y'all to give you the understanding and go back and read the newsletter again because it's very clear in there.
Okay. Okay.
Take your time. Right, don't read it like a regular book. Digest it and study it.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. All right, a couple more questions, and I'm going to hop off. Why is it a choice to wear fringes? Because when I was in the camp, it was like that was the main thing we had to do. But we had to have our fringes on, and they told us that it is a law, according to Numbers 15:38.
It's also let me show you how I answer this. It's also a commandment for people to get filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I do believe in that.
All right, yes, but they don't.
Yeah, that's true.
You see what I mean?
True.
They don't believe in that, but a lot of stuff they don't believe. They pick and choose the cherry pick a lot of stuff. Let me ask you something about these fringes. The fringes was designed for us to keep the commandments, right?
Yes, sir.
How good did they do for us helping us to remember to keep the commandments?
How will Lord?
I tell you how good they did. They did this. They put us in the Babylonian captivity, Assyrian captivity, the Medes and Persians, the Greco-Roman captivity, and the captivity we are in today, all because we wouldn't keep his commandments, even though we were wearing fringes. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Hello? Oh, man, this thing is just cutting the food. But see, a lot of times people capitalize on one thing and they forget the other thing. And even at that,
hello?
The camp you came out of, man, you got people wearing fringes, but they shooting women in the back of the head and they killing them.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
I got you.
Okay, yeah, my bad. Yeah, I definitely understand it, yeah.
You see what I mean? These hypocrites, these lying hypocrites, they got you dressing up the outside to cover the platter. They forget about what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 31:31, that he will write his laws on the tables of your heart. And they do all these externals and they forget to do the other things, like, for instance, stop murdering women, get filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, love your brother and sister. You understand what I mean? These things you ought to have done and not left the other undone.
Got you.
You see the spirit coming in?
Yeah, I got you. I'm understanding you 100%.
Go ahead.
My last question is, now, warming up food on the Sabbath. Now, where I came from, we couldn't eat anything that was hot because they said it was cooking according to Exodus 16. And I think it was Exodus 35 and... Three. But talking to Juan, I did get a brother Juan, I did get a better understanding of it, but I just want to see or ask you about warming up food on the Sabbath.
My brother, if you already got the answer from brother Juan, you got the same answer from me because brother Juan got the answer from me.
I'll praise. Okay.
Is all this making sense?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is. It was just some things that was just heavy on me coming out the camp, and it's kind of a struggle for me to knock that, you know, to shake it off of me. That's pretty much it. That's what you need to do.
You know what you need to do, brother? Take what you learn in here, and then go question the teachings that you've learned from the camps, because them camps ain't got it right.
Okay.
Are you following me?
Yes, I got you.
Because if they had it right, you would still be there.
All right. That's true. That's true.
All right, my brother?
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you this, man. Cooking and warming up food is two different things.
Okay.
I gotta get going. You got Brother Juan up there. I usually don't let people ask four or five questions at one time. So you have an honor and privilege here tonight.
I appreciate it. It's an honor.
All right, bless you, my brother. Brother Gene, Minnesota, what you got?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Do you know how stupid Christianity is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, believe me. It was so stupid, I left it.
For 25 years, I taught evangelism, apologetics. These are people that are supposed to know the Bible, right?
Right.
So as I'm running through the Sabbath stuff, I finally figured out what you've been talking about when you said the guy that got killed for picking up sticks on the Sabbath was warned twice. I'm like, how was he warned twice? Come to find out, before the Ten Commandments were written on stone and given to the people by the voice of Yah, he actually said, ta-da, keeping the Sabbath. Cook what you're going to cook, bake what you're going to bake on 6 day, but on the Sabbath is a holy day of rest. Don't go. And he chewed him out for going out and trying to find more manna. Now, he got pissed then. You would think they would have figured it out, but no. Someone had to die before they get it.
Right.
You know how I figured that out?
Ah.
I read my Bible. Something I hadn't done for years.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing what happens when you read the Bible.
Well, and the thing is that most people don't get this. But I'd probably take one of the worst Hebrew Israelite brothers who doesn't know the scriptures very well against a Christian who thinks he knows the scriptures well. And most of the time, that brother's going to win the simple fact that they're taught tradition. They're taught portions of the scripture in lieu of traditions and their doctrine. Nothing really, most Christians don't even crack the Bible, let alone go to the Old Testament, except for the one that says, I know the plans I have for you. I love that
right one.
So I want to sit here and just say, wow, Christianity is not only satanic, but it will make you an idiot.
It will. Dumbed down to an unprecedented level.
Wow. So I just wanted to share that I'm still learning, brother.
All right, my brother. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Pennsylvania 215. 215 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Serpent Tooth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Shalom.
Shalom. Pastor Dow, I'm amazed that I have found out the things that I found out. It's so deep that I found out this truth by, you know, I was being a Christian since I was, 12 years old. And I was trying to find out my heritage, where I came from. And what I did was I did the ancestry, and I found out my fifth grandfather, he was sold by the Jesuit church. And that's when I started to find out so much more, and I found out that he was an Israelite, a Hebrew Israelite. And I said, a Hebrew Israelite? But what is that? That's when I started to find out more about it. And I definitely denounced Christianity. And my question is, how did they find out about, like, where in the scripture does it say about all the different tribes? That was like one of my biggest questions.
I'm trying to understand your question. What do you mean by what is it saying about all of the different tribes? Give me a little bit more clarity.
Okay, sure. Like, okay, you have the tribe of Judah, and it'll say how it's African American tribe of Judah. You have the tribe of Simeon. You have the tribe of you have all the different tribes, but it'll say who, what nationality it is with that tribe.
Hold on. Where you talking about that 12 tribe chart?
Right. Is that
12 tribe chart is false.
So what's true then?
What's true is that the scripture said that he will scatter us into all nations, not just one geographical location. That thing was made up by some guy who said he got a vision of where the 12 tribes were and who they were associated with. That did not come from what the book says. That ain't what the Bible says.
So what does the Bible actually say then?
It says that they will be scattered into every nation. The Israelites will be scattered to every nation. We know that the so-called Negroes over here in Africa, over here in Turtle Island, commonly called America, comes from the tribe of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me? But there is like scattered. You know what you need to do is listen to Ron Dalton's. Have you listened to Ron Dalton's Hebrews and Negro movie?
I sure did. I bought that movie. I was there. I watched everything. Yeah, and that's when I even there was a guy that was at the conference where you were there, and he was talking about what is it, diplomatic immunity, and then that's when it switched over to you, and you were speaking, and then I even watched you preach that next day. Yeah, I was definitely on it with Hebrews Israelites. So that's why when he does speak about that, he does speak about the 12 tribes.
He does, and I speak about the 12 tribes too, but the 12 tribes are not scattered based on that false 12 tribe chart that some person made up.
Okay, well, I know, I guess my only question then, who is it? You know, like I know how he speaks about the DNA, and that plays a major role too.
You know what plays a major role today?
What?
You must be born again of the water and of
born
the spirit.
Again.
And if you
of
don't
the
have his
Amen.
Spirit, then you are none of his.
Amen. Well, I know I might be asking too many questions. I won't be like that other guy and ask all them questions.
Well, no, I mean, I can't do that tonight because I have, you know, so many people in the call queue. I got so much time.
I'm in New Jersey. And is there supposed to be a gathering on the 3rd? Because I sent an email, a message about that, and I think someone has said there's supposed to be something happening on August 3rd with a group of people.
It's going to be in Marlow Heights, Maryland.
South Jersey.
No, my place, family room. South Jersey ain't far from Maryland at all.
That's correct. It's about a couple hours away. Okay.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
Okay. Well, I was definitely interested in doing the community community housing, and I wanted to be able to first find out more about it and get started with it. So.
Elder Rue is more likely going to be talking about it.
Okay, great, great. Well, brother, listen, I do want to be able to come sit with you and meet with you face-to-face, man. But I do have to say that I am very proud to come apart with this great team.
Hallelujah.
So shalom, you be safe, brother.
All right, you too. Bless you.
All right.
Shabbat shalom.
God bless you. Shabbat shalom.
All right, last call of the night, Missouri 816-816. This is Pastor Dow, you on the Sherbet Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shalom, Pastor Dow. This is Dwayne Smith. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir. I'm new to Straightway. I've been fellowshipping with the Kansas City Saints for about a month now. I just wanted to give a hallelujah. Yes, sir. I just wanted to let all the Straightway listening, you know, thank you so much for sticking with it and striving. You know, it's very, very helpful just knowing that there's a group of Israelites that are true to the faith. I don't want to take too much of your time. I have three very quick questions, sir. Is that all right?
Yeah, we'll give you one. Go ahead.
All righty. I would like to ask about Leviticus 19:19, how it talks about Yah says, you know, not to mix breed your cattle. Is there any other scripture that talks about mixed breeding? I'm referring to dogs. Is it lawful to mix breed dogs if he doesn't want us to mix breed cattle? Would that just mean, you know, completely purebred everything, or is that strictly just cattle?
First of all, it says cattle because it has nothing to do with dogs. Dogs is an unclean animal. Cattle is a clean animal.
Dogs are unclean. Okay, I did not know that. Thank you.
Yeah, can you eat dogs?
No, sir, you cannot, which means you can't touch them at all either. Is that correct?
There you go. So the same law that applies to the cattle is not the same law that applies to the dog.
Yes, sir, I understand perfectly. My next question would be about debt. I've been looking at your patron videos and just a lot of past YouTube videos to see if I can find the answer. And so far I haven't. I'll keep searching. But mainly my concern is about getting out of debt. What are some like saving or, you know, strategies to get out of debt? Because usually I buy silver and, you know, I just, you know, hate having Federal Reserve notes in my hand. So I just transfer the silver. And I see that, you know, giving my money away to the system, you know, as far as getting out of debt, it's a slow process. Is there any tips that you can share with me to speed up that process?
You know what I did to get out of debt?
Yes, sir.
I worked three jobs. I made a lot of cutbacks. I made a sacrifice. I did a lot of sacrificing. And as I got more of my bills paid off, it went down to two jobs. And then I finally found one job that pays really good, but I had to work my rear end off. That's how I got out of debt. I worked hard, extremely hard. I was tired, inconvenienced. I had multiple incomes coming in because of the three jobs that I had. That's how I got out of debt over 25 years ago.
Yes, sir. I hear you loud and clear, sir. Thank you. My last question that I have, I just wanted to know, what is the drink of the night?
I already told you, Samuel Adams.
Samuel Adams. Thank you, sir. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom straightway.
Shabbat shalom.
Bless everybody.
Believe me, I entertain a lot of things because I understand where people are at. And to the brother, worry about the 12 tribes, the elder Doug sends the scripture, James 1:1. James, a servant of Yah and of the HaMashiach, Yahshua HaMashiach, or the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. All you have to do is read. Well, we need answers. Then faith come out here and listen to the preaching. And then the other guy, Elder Rufus, already told you about the newsletter. Clearly. Told you about the newsletter. See, the problem is that the same thing that many of y'all used to do over in Christianity, same thing y'all do in these camps, y'all trying to bring that same spirit over here. We demand and command for you to study to show yourself approved. Believe me, you're going to get fed. But we demand and command for you to study in this ministry right here. We're not going to spoon feed you. Now, you're going to get fed, I promise you. You will get fed. But you got a lot of due diligence that you have to do on your own. That's right. You do. We don't mind providing you the answers. But if you already got an answer from a brother, why do you think you're going to get a different answer from me? It's going to be the same thing, the exact same thing. Endeavor to keep the unity of the faith and endeavor to strive to enter in at the straight gate, okay? Hallelujah. Anyway, hey, I'm out. I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. I bless you all, sweet, precious, strong, and victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Shabbat Shalom. King is coming.